Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brigham Hoig, and she is the market manager for Produce in the Park and also the Cass County Wellness Coordinator. Good morning to you, Brigham.
Good morning, LaVon.
Brigham, Produce in the Park, plus not in the park, I guess we'll say. And I want, and hopefully people kind of know that there's been these shopping times several times a year, and we have another one coming up pretty soon. Let's get it on people's calendar.
Yeah, we do. We call these our holiday markets because they're right before major holidays. And we have a spring celebration market coming up April 15th, that's a Friday, from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. Now, in case you aren't keeping track, that's just 2 days before Easter.
All right. And this will be both inside and pre-order, if you wish?
Yes, exactly. We've found a lot of success with offering pre-order at our holiday markets. I think one of the reasons is that people want to be able to plan for those holiday meals or Easter baskets. You know, so you want a specific pie or cheesecake or something at your Easter dinner, then pre-ordering is great. But we've also found a lot of folks enjoying just coming in a couple days before the holiday saying, what am I going to find?
Yes, kind of explore what's available. So, again, that's April 15th, and I know we'll be reminding people about that again before that date comes along. But then let's talk about the one that's a little further out that is actually in the park.
Yeah. So our summer season, which we do just call Produce in the Park, has always started at the beginning of June, and that is still the case. We're starting June 2nd in the park. We're Thursday evenings, 4:30 to 6:30 in the Atlantic City Park. And at this time, we are recruiting vendors and sponsors for that market.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the requirements for vendors.
Yeah, good idea. So many markets, even some farmers' markets, allow you to sell things have bought from someone else. That's acceptable in Iowa law. But Produce in the Park really puts an emphasis on we want things that are handmade or homegrown, homemade. So if you sometimes buy something and go to a market and resell it, we just say, hey, please just don't bring that item to our market. Just bring things that are homemade or handmade.
And when we talk about homegrown, we need to be sure to say that's Beyond Produce.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, we've got we've got a bunch of produce and would love to have more, but we have got some great meat vendors in the area. So chicken, beef, pork, lamb is offered at our markets right now. Let's see.
Honey?
I don't actually think we have honey. Yep, we've got great local honey at our markets. I don't think we have a flower vendor right now, anyone selling fresh-cut flowers, so that would be welcome.
Yes, that's very popular. We've found in the past that, it's just great to go to market and take home a bouquet of fresh flowers.
No, it's so nice.
Yes. And do you know if there will be eggs?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry I forgot to mention that. Yes, both at spring celebration for the Easter time, we'll have tons of farm fresh eggs. And during the summer, yes, we will have farm fresh eggs this year.
Do we dare talk about the possibility of having a CSA again?
Yes, actually, this is a really great question. So a CSA, for folks who don't know, is called Community Supported Agriculture. And really what it is you sign up and pay for food over the course of some time, over the course of the summer. And then the farmer brings you food periodically. Usually it's once a week, kind of whatever of the best that they have. So that CSA gives them a little bit of flexibility. They don't need to exactly bring you carrots this week if carrots aren't ready this week, or heaven forbid, if the carrot crop, you know, doesn't even grow this year, they don't have to commit to bringing you specifically carrots. But we have Bridgewater Farm has expressed interest in coming to this summer's Produce in the Park, and they have been a huge hit at our holiday market. They are a organic, large produce grower with some really excellent quality produce. They are interested in coming to Produce in the Park this summer, and they are offering a CSA. And I guess I might as well just be honest and say, if we don't get enough folks sign up for that CSA, then they're less likely to come to Produce in the Park. So please sign up.
Yes, absolutely. And it, you know, Brigham, it, can people go online to see what they more about their CSA and how to sign up?
Yes, people can go online and look for Bridgewater Farm. I would also just go ahead and say I'm happy to give my phone number because I have been. I've got to show you the kind of produce that you have last year and things like that, too, and give you more details. So my number is 712-249-5870, and I'm happy to talk about this Bridgewater CSA if you have any trouble finding it online. I will note that they offer both what they call a full share and a half share. And so the half share is a little bit less food per week. You just decide how much of that you'd like, yeah.
Because I have heard people say, well, I can't begin to eat all that good stuff that's in that box, so you just want to pick a smaller box to get. And then there's nothing wrong with sharing it with other people if you don't.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, I've heard folks doing that, too. Yeah.
So find out more about CSA, and the neat thing then is it's just delivered right to Produce in the Park, and you can pick it up then,
yes.
And maybe you see something else you'd like to have. So that's it's a win-win for everybody.
You know, also, LaVon, I should mention one more thing about that CSA that's really cool. They will put in information about the farm, like a little newsletter about the farm and some information about produce that folks are less familiar with. So it's kind of a fun little present box from Bridgewater every week.
Yeah, very good. Now, of course, for Produce in the Park, there are expenses to carry that out. And that means one of the ways to support it is to be a sponsor. So let's talk a little bit about sponsors.
Yes, we actually in Atlantic have just a fantastic history with sponsorships for our markets. And lots of times other market managers say, wow, how did you do that? And it started long before me with people such as LaVon. And we've got a great history of having businesses support us. And then we've got businesses' names on the radio, and you'll see, like, on our banners, on 7th Street when you're driving through, you'll see the business logos on those banners. You'll see them on our flyers. Sometimes the businesses want to come to be at the market or be guest chef at the market, and we welcome that involvement, too. I think we also have to give credit to the Chamber of Commerce, who has helped us build these business relationships as well. But every spring, we look for annual sponsorships, and we have now opened our sponsorships. So we've got a variety of different levels. I do think the one I actually just mentioned, the annual sponsorship, is the best. That would be UC, sponsoring all of our summer markets and our four holiday markets as well. But we have more information on that. Again, I'm happy to take phone calls. That would be great to talk about. Also on our website, www.produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com.
Okay. And, of course, as you say, all of the information about sponsorship and vendors, all of that stuff is there on the website. What else do you have going on related to taking off your market hat for a little bit and putting on your wellness coordinator? Anything there that you want to mention?
Can I by any chance put the market hat back on and share one
more
thing?
Oh, you bet. Easy peasy.
Okay. So we have done a ton with Produce in the Park to make fresh local produce accessible to all people regardless of income. And I just want to note that the market accepts SNAP. SNAP is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, sometimes called EBT, and sometimes called food stamps. So for folks who are receiving these food stamps, it's actually a little EBT card. We accept that at the market for any food that is eligible. So that includes produce, that includes meat, that includes baked goods. And I am just delighted about that expansion, and I want people to know about it. The other thing is, because we have accepted SNAP, we also get to accept and distribute double up food bucks. So for every dollar someone spends on fresh produce with a SNAP EBT card, they get another dollar in coupon to spend on fresh produce. So it's a two for one. It's really excellent. You can use them as soon as you get them. And so we both accept those cards and distribute those cards for purchases of fresh produce at the market.
And Brigham, we are to the end of our time, so repeat your phone number one more time.
Okay, 712-249-5870. Yes, I'd love to talk more about markets, vendors, and sponsorship.
Very good. Thanks so much to Brigham Hoig, who is the market manager for Produce in the Park and more.
Thanks, Levon.
Yes. Until next time, here's a thought. Laughter is like a windshield wipe. It doesn't stop the rain, but allows us to keep going.